Proclamation number 4440, dated the August 22nd, 1948. Earthly worry unnecessary. God's fatherly love. Why do you worry about your earthly life, which I have shaped for each one of you from the very beginning? You cannot change it in the slightest, because my will has determined it as my wisdom judged to be good for you, and whatever comes upon you will be beneficial for you. Therefore travel your earthly path without worry, for every day goes according to my will, and every happening was intended from the start. However, this is not to say that you should do nothing and neglect your earthly task, for this also belongs to your designated destiny, and all activity results in blessings. But do not worry about the outcome of your actions. And thus you may also place all burdens upon me, which I will gladly carry for you. You may confide your every wish to me, express all considerations. I want to relieve you from every anxiety, for you shall travel your earthly path calmly and cheerfully, because whatever may come upon you, I know every incident and have predetermined it, and what I do is truly right. All worry is unnecessary once you have handed yourselves over to me, once you have commended yourselves to me and my grace. Then Roman 1, as your father, will take care of your every worry, my children. Your soul, however, you must take care of yourselves. This is a worry I cannot take from you. I can only advise you and offer you every opportunity, which you should use for your soul's salvation. The more you take care of it, the less you need to worry about the well-being of your body, because I will take care of that, as I have promised. And by this you shall also recognize the truth of my word, that I will meet your every need which you, as my children, will have, for as such your requirements will be small, whereas the children of the world make great demands, which I must deny you for your own sakes. Yet I will not let my children starve, for they shall always recognize the love of their Father in heaven, and in realization of my love they shall trust me, and their faith shall become so strong that I can give them everything they request, for the sake of their profound faith. Amen.